Hello, welcome back to another week of Shabbos Machos as we go through the Sefer by Rav Shimon Shimon Tavi Pinkus and gain a greater appreciation of what Shabbos is all about. And last week we started the Sefer. We spent a few weeks in the introduction, and last week we learned about this idea of Malchus. You know, we call the Sefer Shabbos Machos. What does it mean that Shabbos is about Malchus? Malchus is not like other midos, because if we have a midah like chesed or gevurah, you know, the desire to give or to do good, maybe we have the desire of gevurah, that there should be justice and structure in the world. If, you know, me, Ari Zucker, with no power, no ability, nothing special about me, I have no means of affecting chesed or gevurah in the world. I can't really do much. I might desire it, but everything exists in the koach, in the potential, but not in the actual, not in the kinetic. And yet, if I have malchus, if I have kingship, a king has the capacity, has the power to really make things happen. So when we daven for Malchus, when we talk about Malchus, we're really talking about the capacity to actually take things mikoach el hapoel, from the theoretical, from the potential, to the kinetic, to the actual, to the hands-on real. It's the capacity to make it happen. So now we're on the top of Yud Gimel, page 13, in the second chapter, Perek Beis, of Chelek Aleph, of Shabbos Malchusa. And we say, V'narchiv od k'tas b'inyin ha-Malchus. Let's continue to appreciate what Malchus is all about. Hine yesh be'olamenu harbe dvarim hamorim al inyan ha-Malchus. There's lots of things in the world that can teach us about Malchus. Harishon shebehem hayareach keneged ha-Shemesh. First and foremost, the moon in the context of the moon relative to the sun. Shezu mamash hora ha-Malchus. That's really teaching us what Malchus is all about. Tahare yotsu mimashin Shenizbar, Shemidas Hamalchus, Mitzida, Ba'atzmusa, Be'emes, Ein La Shumahus, O Hagdara, Smida. Because we said that Malchus doesn't have any attribute of its own. Malchus is just about taking something else, another Mida, and making it from the potential into the actual. It's taking Chesed and making it actually take place in the world. V'kach gam nikres b'loshon Chazal, and in Chazal it's called leis lamegar meklum. It doesn't bring anything with it. It doesn't have any essence in and of itself. That's how Chazal referred to Malchus. Tahare mitzat etzem hamida ein kan bitoy shel eza hagdaras mila. There's not really any attribute to it. There's nothing about Malchus. Malchus doesn't have any flavor, any taste in and of itself. Ela kol inyana lahotzi lepoel es hamidos ha'elyonos. Rather, it's just to take from koach lapol, from the potential into the actual, to bring to life all these other midos. Vim kain, zumamash inyan halavana. That's really what the moon's all about. Shi mitzida in laor. The moon is just a rock. It's just a very reflective rock, and so when the sun shines on it, even though it's nighttime, we still see the moon. The moon still illuminates the earth for us. But the moon on its own does not illuminate any light, doesn't emanate any light. Vihi rak motzi megalalanu es ha'or ha'shemesh. All it's doing is reflecting the light of the sun toward us. Shekasher b'halayla v'ha'shemesh eino yechol lishlo ba'olam. And when the sun, which has so much potential to illuminate because it is emanating light, when it wants to shine on us but it's nighttime and it can't, it doesn't have access to it, doesn't have all the tools necessary because it doesn't have, you know, the angles for the rays of light to actually hit the earth, at least our part of the earth. When night comes around and the sun is no longer able to shine onto the world, which is why we call it night, then the moon can fill in that gap. I'm continuing in the line, She'im tishlot ba'olam yisbata legamer komahus halayla. If the sun was showing during the evening, it wouldn't be called evening, it would be called daytime, and we would never have any concept of night. V'kadosh Baruch Hu rotzeh b'davka she'yehe mitzius shalayla ba'olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants there to be nighttime, because of the derech mussar that exists in the context of night, and in the opportunity for renewal, and the appreciation of darkness, and how it connects to galus. We're in that time where we're starting to think about galus. Kan b'halavana, that's when the moon shows up. Shehi mitzida in la'or, the moon has no light. U'motzi es ha'or ha'shemesh lefoel gam b'layla. But the moon, in the realm of Malchus, allows the sun, which has the potential to shine light, and takes that light and allows it to be illuminated onto the earth that's being blocked by the sun. And that's how we see Malchus in this world, similar to the manifestation of evening. The Yehudo Yisbarach Bot Samto Ne'elam Ene Kochai, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who he himself is hidden. A Kadosh Baruch Hu's greatness is not revealed to all creations. Al Zeh Ba Inyan Malchus Shemaim. That's what Malchus Shemaim is all about. ufoal shegam ba'olam hachoshech yiskal yichud yisparach v'shlitaso halacha lemaisa ba'olamenu. And what's happening? That the Malchus Shemayim, that is the means with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this world of darkness, in this world of Lila, in this world of Gullus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can reveal his Yichud, reveal his Malchus, his kingship, his control over the entire world. That is halakha lamaisa olamenu. That is what we're aiming for. That's what we talk about wanting Malchus Shemayim in the world. We're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know that you have so much capacity to give to us, but you can't do it right now because the world is hiding you. We want you to give to us in this moment. We're davening for Malchus Shemayim. And just like the sun that wants to shine onto the earth, but can't because the moon, because the earth isn't positioned as such, the sun doesn't have the capacity to do so, the moon in the form of Malchus is allowing the sun's rays to be shined on us. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants his Malchus Shemayim to be revealed so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can give all of the good to us. Moving on to the second paragraph on page 13. V'chein Malchus Beis David. Now we have the example of the moon. We're going to talk about David and Malchus Beis David. Malchus Ma'alasam, because they're so great, ein lahem shum tchuna la'atzmam v'hagdar atzmis shemisbates al-yitei Malchusam v'shlitasam. They're wonderful. Malchus Beis David is our kingly line. It's our kingship. It's the lineage. But there's no real tchuna. There's no real attribute to Malchus Beis David. It's not that Malchus Beis David is specifically X or Y. They're not specifically chesed or gvura. Malchus Beis David is just Malchus. There is not really any description to them on their own. Rak only that they are Malchusam Ushlitasam, that they are the Malchus of Bnei Israel. Ela inyan Malchusam hi shehim mevin es shlitas HaKadosh Baruch Hu elam. All they're really doing is bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kingship to the world, to Bnei Israel. That's their only goal. Kedichsiv in Divrei HaYamim. Vayeshiv Shlomo al Kisei Hashem, Shlomo HaMelech, and Shlomo HaMelech's throne was described as being beautiful and elaborate and intricate and very impressive. Achashverosh, according to the Midrashim, wanted to steal Shlomo's throne. That's why he ended up in Shushan instead of a normal city, because the throne that he built replicating Shlomo's throne could only be in Shushan and couldn't be anywhere else. It was too big to move. And Shlomo's Kisei, which was so lofty, how was it described? Shlohaya kisei l'shlomo klal. It wasn't described as Shlomo HaMelech's throne. Ella kisei Hashem. It was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's throne, because the entire kingship of David and Shlomo was all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zemamash minas HaMalchus. That's what minas HaMalchus was all about. The leis l'megar meklum. It didn't bring with them anything. The Malchus based David, the house of David, had nothing in and of itself. It was all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The rak derech hamalchus misbate b'olam shlitas Hashem yisbarach. It was all about describing and bringing to life and bringing forth and clear to everybody the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was king. V'chein Knesset Yisrael b'chlalusa hi inyan hamalchus. Am Yisrael, as on the whole, is also an element of malchus. It's also a manifestation of malchus. Dahainu kol oj ein am Yisrael chasto yisbarach v'tuvo ein yukolum lavo l'chlal b'ula b'olam. If there was no Bnei Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goodness could not be spread out to the whole world. Why? She'in Ritzoni Yisbarach Shetuvo Yotze Min HaKoach El HaPoel Derech HaGoyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all this good. He has it all in the Koach, in the capacity, in the strength, in the potential, but doesn't want to make it actual El HaPoel through Goyim. He only wants it to happen through the Jewish people. End of the line, Shedarchem Yofia V'Aleim Yiratuvo Yisbarach V'Rov Chasto. Because their way is not necessarily to see a Kaddish Baruch Hu's greatness and his chesed. V'rak kasher yesh am Yisrael b'olam. Only when the Jewish people are around. Darcham yuchal tov Hashem lavo me'akoach al hapol. Then, in their way, they allow Kaddish Baruch Hu's goodness to spread out into the world. Nimsa shemetzius Yisrael hu midas hamalchus. And so the existence of Bnei Yisrael is a manifestation of Malchus. Turning to the next page, to Yudalid. V'amalchus yesh lashnei matzavim. There are two elements, two manifestations of Malchus. Hamismatus v'hisrabus, katnus v'gadlus. There is the shrinking and the expanding. There's the small and the big. Dahainu, toseves gilo shitaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olam o miuto chaso shalom. Malchus can either be HaKadosh Baruch Hu spreading HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation in this world, or chas v'shalom not seeing as much HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. V'lachein elu hashlosha hamorim ala Malchus nikroim katanim. And so all three of these things, the moon, Bnei Yisrael, and Malchus Beis David are all called Ketanim. Shehayom him Ketanim. Because today, in the in our gullus, these things are all katana. They're all small. Avasidim lihios gedolim. But in the future, they're going to be big. Halavana, the moon, Nikres, in the beginning, in Bracius, Hamor HaKatan. It's referred to in contrast to the sun, which is the Mor HaGadol, the Mor HaKatan, the moon. It's the smaller luminary. Ve'etzel Yaakov Inu Ksiv Yaakov Ben HaKatan. He is the younger of Esav. Ve'al David Ksiv Ve'David Hu HaKatan. David was the youngest of all of his siblings. Sheshlosha Elu Heim Kulam Inyan Echad. All of them are one Inyan, one thing. One part of one essence of being small. Minas HaMalchus, all really part of Malchus. Shehayom Hikatana Vasida Lios Gedolak. Because today it might be small, today it might seem insignificant, but it's going to grow. It is slated to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And in general, Am Yisrael, particularly leading up to and in Mitzrayim, was all about Katnus. It was always the younger of the brothers that ended up being more successful, ended up being the bigger one. The Katanim were the ones who led the nation. And this sort of comes to fruition when you contrast that with the way that the Goyish kings were, that you had Moshe Rabbeinu, who was not from the oldest tribe and was younger and younger and younger, after generations of the younger siblings, going up against Paro, who, if he's Paro, he's the king, he's the oldest of the of his generation, son of the oldest, son of the oldest, son of the oldest. And in the context of trying to bring Am Yisrael out of Galus, we had the Katanim going up against the Gedolim. That was Derech Agav. Moving on to the second paragraph in 14. Vizeu inyan haseder shel Kiddush Levana. That's what Kiddush Levana is all about. Sheyeshnam minhagim shonim. There are different minhagim, but v'hulam shayachim l'inyan bakashatenu al hiskalus malchus shemayim bolam. Kiddush Levana ultimately is about davening for the revelation of a Kiddush Baruch Hu of gilui malchus shemayim in this world. Shehalavana shehiktanta v'halka likras sof hakodesh v'aksha miskadeshes v'godeles Mora Shegam Haim Am Yisrael Asidim Li Skadesh Kamosa. How does Kiddush Levana work? The moon gets smaller and smaller and smaller. It disappears, and then when do we make a new month? When the new moon, a slight sliver of the new growing moon, comes, and we're allowed to say Kiddush Levana from, depending on the Minhagim, but from Ikra Adin, from the moment we see the new moon, from, you know, right after Rosh Chodesh, all the way until the 15th of the month, as the moon is growing, 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 before it hits the middle, where it stops and starts shrinking once again. And so we follow this trajectory, we follow this path of the moon growing, and we say Kiddush Levana in that moment. And what is that teaching us? Mora Shegam Haim Am Yisrael Asidim L'Hiskadash Kamosa. Am Yisrael too will continue to grow, 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 and reach its full capacity, like on the 15th of the month. V'chein Maskirin Es Yaakov Rosh HaTevos. And in the tefillah of Kiddush Levana, we reference Yaakov in the acronym where the Rosh HaTevos Yotzrecha Voseka Konecha Barecha Umaskirin Davar Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. We say it three times. Shakol Elu Ketanim Heim Hayom. Because all of these things today, in this context, in our galus, they're small. However, Vasidim Liskadesh V'Gad Ulegadol. They're in the future going to be big. The Az Kashet Liskadesh Malchus Beis David Shezu Malchus Shemaim. And when Malchus Beis David is renewed, which is really the manifestation and the and Malchus Shemaim, and the kingship of Kadosh Baruch Hu, or Halavana Lo Yemut, what? The moon's not going to be small anymore. Ella V'haya Or Halavana K'or HaKam. It's going to be just as big as the sun. It's going to show off light. It's going to give off light the same way the sun does. Shekol Or HaShemesh Yishdakef Darka. Just the way the sun emanates light, so to the moon will. V'gam Hitiyem Or HaGadol. It's going to be big. Kach Gam Otzemes Tuvo Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. So too, the goodness, the everything that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us in this world, Yishtakef Derek Amo Yisrael B'mehera B'Aminu, it will also illuminate, it will also give forth, it will also reflect through the B'nai Yisrael, through the Jewish people. Our final paragraph for today, we say, Umikolze Alamanu Yisod Nosaf Inyan Malchus. That's, and we're going to learn a deeper element, a foundation of what Malchus is all about. V'hu Inyan Delay Salamigar Maklum. What does it mean that it doesn't bring anything with it, doesn't carry anything with it, doesn't have anything? It's only going to bring to light that which is the other midah that it's trying to reveal, trying to manifest. The havein es omeka inyan. And let's understand the depth of the matter. It's not that, oh, you know, it's not talking about a politician who doesn't have a platform, and they're just going to be filled in with whatever party that they fit to. They don't have any of their own opinions. It's not that Malchus and Leislam Agar Meklum has nothing to it and no attribute to it as a bad thing. It's actually a wonderful thing. Al Adaraba, Yofi of Atzmosa. That's what makes it beautiful. That's what makes it incredible. Didafka, Kach Tuchel Lahoti Lor Ha'Elyonos Hanara Shabalagalos. Only if Malchus has nothing coming from itself, only if Malchus has no personal agenda, is it really able to manifest the role of bringing something else, Mikoach HaLapoel, from the theoretical to the actual. Shim Hayala Metzius V'Agdara La'atma, if there was some sort of attribute, some sort of value, some sort of goal to Malchus, Lo Sukha Lahutzi Ulegalos Es Hamidos HaLyonos, it wouldn't be able to reveal other Midos. Shim Metzius Atma Tafsik V'Taxos, because the internal attributes that Malchus had would get in the way. Mashal Amara, and we're going to give an example from a mirror. And skipping the brackets, he says, Shedarka mishtakefes dumus haomedes negda. What does a mirror do? It reflects that which is standing opposite it. Ad kama shelo yihe lo gavan la'atzma el tihi nekiyo umiktok tzekes. As long as there's not really like an attribute, there's not really any character to the mirror itself. There's no color to it in the mirror itself. And rather, it is just clean and it's polished. Tishtakef darka yoser hatzmuna hanifla. And the cleaner it is, the more polished it is, the better it will reflect that which is standing opposite, the picture that's opposite. Aval imya hela gavan la'atzmi, if it's got its own coloring, if it's got its own essence, hareze yaktos viyakef v'hademus lo tira darka. It's going to block it. It's not going to be as visible. If you have a tinted mirror, you're not going to be able to see it as well as in a perfectly clear, perfectly nice mirror. If there was any attribute to the mirror other than the fact that it's reflecting, you will not be able to see yourself in that mirror. It will be a chisar and a lacking in its malchus. V'kach hay inyan malchus. Kevan cha malchus mashkefes es gadluso v'atzmuso shel melech. Since the kingship is really just describing the greatness and the capacity of the king, dafka ha'inyan shel leislam agar meklum ze kol yofya shel hamida v'inyana. Specifically, you need this mito of Malchus that doesn't bring anything with it. That's leislam agar meklum, because that's what's going to describe the beauty and the wonderfulness and the capacity of the mito of chesed, of gvura, that the king is displaying, the king is bringing to the people. Shederach midas ha'malchus efshar lahavi legiloi yichudo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'olamo b'chol hadro. Because the way of the mito of Malchus is that which it allows the revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's individuality in this world to its the full extent, to its full beauty. Only when Malchus is clear, when there's nothing, no other goals to it, and only for the purpose of revealing that which is hidden within, that which exists in the theoretical, and make it into the actual. What's a good, albeit maybe a trivial example of this? If you think about it in the context of maybe people like herring and other kinds of fancy Shabbos Kiddush fish. The crackers that you're using ideally should not have any flavor. You don't want the crackers to be good. If you would eat those crackers on their own, they wouldn't be good. You don't want crackers that have flavor, because that defeats the purpose. It undermines the flavor of the fish that you're trying to eat. In halakha, particularly in the context of achilas matzah, you don't want to eat the matzah with anything else, because then you won't get the full taste of the matzah. When you want to experience something, you don't want anything to distract from it. When you want to experience chesed, if the means toward chesed had its own element to it, if Malchus had its own desire, then maybe you'd end up being 90% chesed, and whatever other agenda the Malchus had, maybe that other 10% would go toward whatever Malchus agenda that existed. Because there's no agenda to Malchus, because Malchus is only about taking the theoretical into the actual, you get a full appreciation, a full experience of the Tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the chesed, of the gvura. And as is our minhag, we'll wrap up for a moment, and then we'll give a brief to our Torah on the Parsha. We basically said that we see three manifestations of Malchus as being the desire to take something from the theoretical to the actual. We see with Bnei Yisrael, as they are the ones who are bringing the good of Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world. We see with Malchus Beis David, because Malchus Beis David doesn't have any of its own agenda. It's only to reveal the kingship of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we see in the moon, maybe more so than any other, because the sun, as much as the sun wants to emanate light onto the world, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to emanate goodness onto the world, during certain parts of the day, during nighttime, which is reminiscent of Gullus, when we're in Gullus, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can't reveal that light in the same way. and during nighttime the moon can't shine its light on the world. But the Malchus of the moon reflects that light and allows the sun to get some of the light onto the world. Just like during Gullus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tries to get his light onto Bnei Israel and needs Malchus, needs a Gila Yichud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs a Gila Malchus Shemayim in order to communicate that light to the Jewish people and to the rest of the world. And so how does this connect to Parshas Vavoska? At the end of our Parsha, we read about Miriam's, I guess, quote-unquote, sin. We read about that conversation between Miriam and Aaron, in which results in HaKadosh Baruch Hu chastising them about the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. And I happen to love that episode, and I think in the context of Malchus, it actually comes up quite nicely, because if you look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Miriam and Aaron, he says, how dare you be comfortable enough speaking about Moshe Avdi, about Moshe, my servant. And in the beginning and the end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's description of Moshe and in his chastisement, his berating of Miriam and Aaron, he refers to Moshe as Avdi, as my servant. What's that coming to indicate? Moshe is Bechol Beisi Naaman, Pa'al Pa'al Darabo. Moshe is on an unequivocal different level than the rest of Bnei Israel and the rest of other Nevi'im. As great as Aharon HaKohen was, he was nothing compared to Moshe. Moshe was unequivocal. Moshe was unique in every sense of the word. And so Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, Moshe Avdi, Moshe doesn't exist for the purpose of being a person. Moshe is not a conventional person. He's not a conventional Navi. Moshe is a manifestation of Malchus. Rashi tells us Moshe had Keser Malchus. He had the crown of Malchus. Moshe existed only to reveal the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Israel. That was his only goal. Moshe had no goal of his own. And so when Moshe wasn't doing something, when Moshe wasn't living with his wife, we're living with Zipporah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you don't understand. You guys aren't the epitome of Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu is entirely Malchus. He is Avdi. He's only there to actualize the desires of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the mistake that Miriam and Aaron made was thinking that Moshe had his own will, he had his own desire, that he fit into one of the six other midos, and not realizing that Moshe's mido was Malchus, that Moshe's mido was to not have any personal desires, to not have a personal family, to not have a personal life, but only to live as a means of revealing Kvod Shemayim into the world and leading Bnei Yisrael. Yashar Koach, Shabbat Shalom, and looking forward to learning together next week.